Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free, so do enjoy those on us. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Now, in case you weren't listening last night, you probably don't know where we are tonight. Mark, where are we?
We're at the Liberty Forum.
What's that?
Well, it's a gathering of, wow, how many people do you think are here? 400 or 500?
Over 300.
Yeah, they had 300 registrants and quite a few walk-ins. So 500 Liberty, I'm just going to...
It's in and out throughout the day, too.
Yeah.
So it's not, they might not all be here at the moment, but there's been a tremendous amount of people attending this year's Liberty Forum. And, of course, it's put on by the great people at the Free State Project.
Mm-hmm.
The whole purpose is to get people together, liberty activists, people that love freedom. Get them all together in the same place. In this case, it's the very nice Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire.
Can't say anything bad about this place.
No, certainly not. So we're all here and to get us together and to socialize and to libate and have a good time with one another. And,
mm-hmm.
and then also experience some great panel discussions and presentations. In fact, I believe as we speak right now, Bernard von Notthaus will be taking the stage within a matter of minutes in the main, I guess, the dining area. So as was the case last year, we have responsibilities. We have to do a show. So we get to miss out on Bernard's speech.
We miss the big speakers, but we get to see the rest of the panel discussions and that kind of thing.
Yep, it's a great time out here, and it's not over. This is going on all weekend long. In fact, it's only about halfway done at this point. Tomorrow, all day long, you can come out here, and for just a few bucks, you can attend the Liberty Forum and see all kinds of great things. What are you going to tomorrow?
Well,
you've highlighted your interests.
It's not my interests. It's my job. I'm emceeing.
Emceeing all of those?
Yes.
Wow.
I did Bob Schultz today from We the People. Incredible. I text my wife. I was upset that she didn't arrive in time to see
right.
Bob Schultz. It was so good. His presentation went all the way back to the Magna Carta.
Wow.
And how much of the Magna Carta have you read?
None.
Not me either. Okay.
And, heard about it.
Right. We read about it in school. And, you know, he went across this whole the petition for redress of grievance,
right.
which is, of course, in the First Amendment, but nobody knows anything about it. The Supreme Court hasn't ruled on it very seriously, and he went, just basically through its history, and it hasn't had much history, at least not in the last 100 years. And so, they've got a court case in, and apparently the Supreme Court was hearing it today and will make their ruling on Monday as to what's going on with the
That's
people.
A huge case, by
it
the way.
Is.
I mean, just to kind of summarize it, you're probably a little more fresh than I am because you saw his presentation. I was elsewhere at the time. But as I understand it, basically what's happened is it's a class action lawsuit against the federal government, and the purpose is to finally get the Supreme Court to rule on the meaning of the right to petition clause of the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
In the history of this country, it's never been an issue. It's never been taken to the Supreme Court. And basically, it's I don't have my First Amendment in front of me, but it essentially says you have a right to petition the government for a redress of grievances, in that if you have a grievance, and I certainly do, if you have a grievance with this government, then you should be able to petition them and have them redress it, in that they should come up with something to say
right. and
about your grievance.
If they don't respond, there was apparently the Continental Congress, the original one, not the second one that put together the Declaration of Independence, but our Continental Congress more or less said that there was some issue with Quebec back, 1775, and essentially they said, well, if the king doesn't redress the grievances, then they don't have to pay taxes. There's legal precedent for the We the People organization to withhold the people that are part of that organization to withhold their taxes until those grievances are redressed.
It seems sensible to me, and I completely support what they're doing. I think I might even be involved in the lawsuit. I don't really even remember. I'm pretty sure I signed up for it, but it's been so long. You know how quickly the gears of the legal system turn in this country.
Yeah, I was a little scared to withhold my taxes at that point. Plus, I had withholding and all that stuff. But I would sign up today. But their lawsuit's being ruled
on. It's going to be heard. So I'm sure we'll get the latest on that as it comes through and bring it to you here. I was attending the Gardner Goldsmith experience today, Mark. I went and saw our buddy Gardner. You hear him on the show from time to mm-hmm. time. He was on last night with us. He did an excellent presentation on immigration in America. And he really, really went into some great detail as to how it is that, I mean, even though Gardner's a free market kind of guy and he'd like to get government the hell out of everything,
mm-hmm.
He did approach it from a constitutional perspective. And he really laid it out to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt, not just using the Constitution, but also utilizing some court, Supreme Court precedent and the Texas, some laws that were passed in Texas, different laws, and he really tied it all in to prove that the federal government constitutionally has no jurisdiction over immigration.
I would have liked to have heard that because I remain somewhat dubious as to his claim on that. I know Gardner's smarter than I am, right? I get that. But you know, I would have liked to have heard him lay it out. I just, you know, I have responsibilities emceeing for the
event. Basically, what he pointed out was that the federal government constitutionally has nationalization capability.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that people were supposed to be able to come here and immigrate here with no problems mm-hmm. unless the state governments wanted to, you know, create a little immigration bureaucracy. And as he points out, it was the Texas government that had created their own immigration department. And so he asks, well, why, if it's the federal government's purview, did Texas go and create their own immigration bureaucracy? Well, because it's not the federal government's purview. Otherwise, they wouldn't have gone and done that. And there were some other reasons, too. But in the Constitution, it points out that they can naturalize, which means that if someone comes here, they immigrate, they can live and be in America. But if they want to become a citizen, I don't know why they would want to become a citizen, but if they want to become a citizen, then they can go through this naturalization process, which is the purview of the federal government, because it's offering up this citizenship concept to the immigrants. So that was the idea.
Okay.
And of course, it's come a long way since then with them cracking down and turning this into a police state over immigration, which, of course, he also covered how, you know, they're planning on forcing businesses to do serious identity checks on their workers and really just, I mean, draconian penalties. And, of course, we've talked about it for the past few years on this show, the just absurd and awful penalties that people are looking at for just hiring someone to fill a job. And pointing out that in Texas there are apparently onions rotting in the fields because now there's this crackdown, and it's actually apparently has been prohibiting some immigrants from crossing the border. Apparently there's a lesser flow of immigration as a result. Many of these jobs aren't being filled.
Sure.
Despite what the immigration anti-immigration people say, oh, well, there's Americans that are waiting for these jobs.
Well, they are waiting for the jobs as long as they get paid $50,000 a year to do it.
Yeah, that's
and
not happening.
And it's just not practical.
I don't know about you, but I don't want to pay $3 for an onion.
Right.
So that's what's going to happen. Anyway, he did a great job, and I don't know if he'll be by later tonight. Of course, as always, we're going to try to pull in as many guests as possible.
Right. I also emceed for Peter Bagg, who's a cartoonist for Reason Magazine, and I did Thomas Edlam, who is going to be on the show. We're going to talk to him.
Now, who's Thomas Edlam?
That gentleman right over there.
I'm asking for the benefit of the listeners.
Well, he's a former talk show host, and he has a couple of websites, AndyWar.com. And,
oh, cool.
Yeah. So we're going to talk to him.
AndyWar.com is a huge website.
Sounds right. He has something to say. But anyway, I don't think it's entirely his. But
we'll certainly bring him in here in a moment. Let's go to the phones quickly, though, and talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi there. I'm glad to hear Bob Schultz is doing well. I'm on that petition myself, and I've met him once in Reno. He's a great guy.
Excellent, Gene. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk about the obvious bias in the media. Now, we all know that there's bias in the media, and it's not surprising.
I will admit to being biased. I would like to just take a moment to admit that.
Yeah. But underhanded dirty tricks are not very nice. And
I want you to explain what you mean by that. I'd like to bring you back for that. So hang on, Gene. More with Gene, the Christian anarchist. We'll also talk with Thomas Edlam on the way here. I know Jim Babka is milling around the building from downsizedc.org. We might be able to grab him and pull him in here. Our very own Johnson, store manager, is sitting in the studio. We'll talk to him eventually here as well. And you can call in, as always, and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Ted Anderson from Midas, January 4th, 2007, gold 863, 10-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $888.52, $437.75 for half, $218.88 per quarter. That's $888.52, $437.75, and $218.88. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies, the bond market continues to slump, J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler, housing sales fell 6.6%, mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks, credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rody Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up whatever's on your mind, even though we're live from the Liberty Forum, the 2008 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's still your show, and you can still always bring up anything. So once again, that's 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away. So those features include, by the way, archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go and grab it for free. freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. That's SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. SavvyRest.com. We go back to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, who had a thing or two to say about the media and bias, so go for it.
And nasty tricks, and that's the part that I don't like. Last night I went on the ABC News website, and they had the story about the caucus, of course. And they have a thing where you can post your comments, and there mm-hmm. were several comments there, I think about 40 or so. And only a couple Ron Paul supporters. I thought, well, gee, that's kind of funny, because usually there's a lot of Ron Paul supporters that make post comments. And you have to be registered to post, and of course I'm registered as Christian anarchist. I went on there and I posted a very simple little Ron Paul thing, because I think going from 2% to 10% in a matter of a week is pretty darn good.
Yeah,
so
I would say.
I put on there, go Ron Paul, the only honest man in this race. That's all. That was my post. And I put it on there, and I refreshed the page, and there it was. And I refreshed the page again, and it was gone. I go,
wow.
Oh, man, they deleted that fast. So then I just went ahead and I posted it again, the exact same message. I refreshed the page a couple of times and it was still there. So come back a couple hours later, check the messages, it's gone again. So now I'm angry, you know, so I get...
It's such a shame. You know, this is the same organization that, you know, on one hand employs John Stossel, which is great, and they deserve credit for that. But then on the other hand, when John Stossel did an hour-long interview with Ron Paul, they elected to not put it on the airwaves. They only released it on the Internet. And, you know, it got some views online, obviously. But the television audience, many of whom probably don't really get on the Internet very often, were, as a result, completely unexposed to Ron's message. So there's definitely some shenanigans going on behind the scenes.
So anyway, a few hours later, I get online, I see my message is gone again. So I posted a third time. This time I put on there, right after I posted the same message, I said, P.S., this is the third time I've posted this message. The first two times were deleted. I said, what's up? That one stayed on for a little while, and I went back and checked it a few hours later, and that one was gone. And not only that, as I was looking back through the messages, I saw a few of the other Ron Paul messages that were allowed to stay on there by whoever were also deleted. So it makes it look like everybody posting on ABC News is for Romney and Huckabee and all this
right.
stuff. And in reality, what they're doing is they're deleting the Ron Paul posts just about as fast as they can get them on there.
That's despicable. Gene, thanks for bringing that up tonight, and thank you for the call. 800-259-9231.
The establishment media just doesn't want Ron Paul to even have a shot.
Well, and let's bring another member of the media in here. His name is Thomas Edlam. We'll call him Tom. Tom, welcome to Free Talk Live. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm all right, but how dare you call me a member of the media?
Well, you said you work for a radio company.
I do, and I, of course, I'm a writer as well for LouRockwell.com.
Oh, I love LouRockwell.com.
And Pro Libertate. So.
Excellent. So I mean, just hearing Gene's comments there a moment ago, how do you feel about that? I mean, do you experience, you know, in the organizations you work for, I know you work for a large radio syndicator, Do you experience sort of that sort of backhanded, behind-the-scenes manipulation? Do you see any of that going on?
Oh, well, big time. I mean, you know, some of the networks screen calls very heavily. And,
sure they
and
do.
Many of them screen out the Ron Paul callers. And if you listen carefully, many of them will admit it.
Really?
That's how it is with radio. I mean,
What do the screeners tell the callers when they call in?
Oh, man, they will, you know, and I've had to do screening, and I will not lie to someone, and that's why I hate doing screening, because I'm sorry you can't get on, you know, why? Because you're too old, you're too this, you're too that, you know, whatever, they will just use any excuse to not let them on the air. I mean, and it's interesting, if you meet the demographic, if you want to talk about the subject that they want you to talk about, on most of their major radio talk shows, whether they be metropolitan or national, they'll let you on right away. They'll let you on right ahead of the queue. It's not like you sit in line
It's not first come, first serve.
Yeah, it's not like that voice cue, like in voicemail, your call will be answered in the question order was answered. No, that's not the way it is, all right? Not in talk radio.
Sure.
Well, now that's understandable. I mean, for instance, we here on Free Talk Live, it's a dealt with open phones policy. Anyone can call about any virtually.
You do have an age requirement that we from way back. We don't really get that.
What are you talking about?
We used to have a 16 and up policy when we were on the FM station.
We never had that policy.
We never had that?
Nope, sorry. Never, not on this show. That was the show that came before us. They had a 25 and up policy. Anyway, we let anybody on as long as they're, you know, as long as they're going to be FCC compatible, you know, we'll certainly let them on to talk. But the restrictions from these other shows, I mean, I understand taking calls in certain order because if you're on one topic and you've got five callers on that topic, obviously you don't want to change to a different topic unnecessarily. So there's something to be said for structure. But at the same time, exclusion is another issue, and that's what these people are doing. If you want to get on and stroke Sean Hannity's ego, they're going to let you on. But if you want to challenge him and you sound intelligent,
you're a great American, Ian. You're a great American.
Oh, that's what they call. That's what they say to Sean. Okay. I'm so unfamiliar with this problem.
Well, that you know, that's to your credit.
So it's you know, it's that's just how it is in most of the talk radio world. If you can get through, you're lucky to even get on. And they ask you so many questions. Like, they want to know everything you're going to say before you get on the air. And if you start to deviate, they'll drop your call, right? If you get on and then you start to bring up something different, there's a chance you might just get dumped.
It depends. And, you know, it makes it difficult if you start to deviate during the call. You know, if you get into it and then you start to deviate, it's tough to during live radio.
Sure.
It really is. I mean, you know, occasionally, if you listen to someone like Bill O'Reilly, he'll cut someone off and say, well, you lied and you're to the screener.
Yeah.
He'll say that.
Who's usually making the decision to dump on a major talk show like that? Is it the host himself hitting the button, or is
no.
he signaling, or is the producer just on his own deciding what is and what is not appropriate?
The producer makes the call, makes a decision.
Got it. Mm-hmm. So he just works close enough with a guy often enough to know what he wants and what he doesn't.
Yes. And then, of course, you know, before you could even get dumped by the producer, you have to pass the call screener. And the call screener is probably the toughest one to get by.
800-259-9231.
You said they look for demographics. Go ahead with your
1-800-259-9231.
You said they look for particular demographics. How does that work with the? I don't know. Give me an idea what shows look for. I don't know. I didn't know that they were looking for demographics like that. And I've only called a few shows. I'm not willing to wait a long time on the air. You know, on the phone. So I don't call like the daytime talkers. I've called the Lionel show at night, and you know some national late night ones.
One of the problems is AM talk radio, the demographic is getting older and older.
Right.
And therefore, a lot of the AM talk radio stations are going for the younger demographic. You're young, you get on right away. You're a woman, you get on right away.
Hmm.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231.
And if you're a woman, you get on right away.
Well, that is actually one of the rules here on Free Talk Live, for the most part. 800-259-9231. More with Tom Edlam, author, radio man, general media expert, I guess. More coming up. You can take control. Bring up anything. It is your show. Free Talk Live from the Liberty Forum.
People who use Cartabyte know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabyte has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabyte.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabyte, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, and those features include the bulletin board system, over 300,000 posts for you to surf around through, serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com. Once again, broadcasting live for night 2 of 3 from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum in beautiful Nashua, New Hampshire. It's a little chilly outside, but nice and toasty warm here in the hotel. Still not too late for you to come out and join the fun. Tomorrow there's a whole full day of exciting things coming up. We'll talk more about what's coming up tomorrow in a little while. Of course, Ron Paul is going to be here on Sunday to close everything out, so I know a lot of people are looking forward to that. I'm sure a number of people will be coming up just to see Ron Paul on Sunday. So get more details at freestateproject.org/libertyforum.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, SACL CAI is a big sponsor of the Liberty Forum here. They sponsored the cocktail hour, or time, I guess, cocktail couple of hours that was last night. And Jason Osborne, the owner, and his father, Mike Osborne, are wandering around here, and they've got banners all over the place. And if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, call SACL CAI. They collect with respect. You can check out their banner at freetalklive.com. do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
So, as always, when we're at the Liberty Forum, we bring people in, people who are speaking at the forum. Also, just have a, sometimes just have an open microphone, and our listeners can come by, sit in, just like calling in the show, except you're actually here on a mic. But right now, we've got one of the speakers from earlier today, Tom Edlam. He's not only a radio talk show host, but he's also an author at LouRockwell.com. Love LouRockwell.com. It's definitely one of my favorite show prep websites.
I have to admit that I prefer his blog to his website.
The blog.
I don't write for the blog. I write for the website, but I prefer the blog.
Yeah, I'm sort of addicted to the blog.
I am too.
The only thing I wish the blog had was comments, but I'm actually glad it doesn't have comments because I just spend more time there reading and posting comments. So on one hand, I want it, but on the other hand, I know it'd be bad if you put comments on. So. All right. Anyway, you know, we're sitting here talking shop about radio and how call screening works, and I think a lot of people don't really know those things, and they find them interesting. But you were mentioning during the break maybe we should get into an issue, and you brought up immigration. Of course, that's probably one of the hottest issues in America, and in my opinion, the most misunderstood issue in currently in American politics today. I think that. Immigration, people look at these immigrants that are coming here as bad folk.
Right, they're breaking the law, Ian.
Right, they're illegals. And they just, most of them, the super majority, 90-plus percent, they want to come here and make a better life for themselves. And it seems like all people want to do nowadays, whether they be Republicans or Democrats or whatever, it seems like all they want to do is put up more barriers, more restrictions, not just to the immigrants, to the immigrants, but also to American business people, and heck, even landlords. I mean, they're talking about all kinds of crazy restrictions that, you know, fascist police state mentality. You'll have to, you know, check people's identification, and if you're wrong, you could be liable. And I mean, is this a country you want to live in, Tom?
Well, I want to live in this country, but I don't want to live under those kind of rules.
Yeah, checkpoints and mandates and police kicking down businesses' doors.
That's really what
crazy.
That's really what it's all about. I mean, the federal government has failed to provide that screen at the border. You know, we've talked during the break. My view is the same as that of James Madison. We ought to allow anyone who can contribute to our society to come into it, which is basically anyone who has a job. And all we need to do is screen out the people who are convicted murderers, terrorists, and quarantine for a short period of time to make sure that they don't have a communicable disease or something. That's pretty much it. And if you did that much, you would, I think, get rid of most 99% of the resentment. But what you're talking about is a lot of the politicians are using this as a means to scapegoat immigrants to say, oh, they're lawbreakers, they're bad people, and we ought to just kick them all out and create this sort of false alternative that is police state. Because it's the federal government that's failed. Now they want to,
well, of course.
Now what they want to do is they want to blame the employers, the landlords, and turn them into agents of police in furtherance of this.
Or criminals. Either they're going to be the agents or they're going to be the criminals. It's one or the other, and that's a Hobson's choice.
Well, yeah, you know, it's funny you mentioned James Madison and what his thoughts on immigrants were. You know, he'd be considered a real radical. The author of our Constitution would be considered a real radical these days, compared to you know, what we've got going. And it amazes me how little Americans know about the Founding Fathers.
You know, Tom, I agree with a lot of what you said, but there is a point I will disagree at. You're right that the federal government has failed. And that's what they do best, is fail.
Yes.
So I don't really think it's in anybody's best interest to have them doing anything at all when it comes to immigration. The fact is, the real problem is welfare, right? The problem is that there's this, as Mark likes to say, this bowl of milk that's been left out. And what a shock, you've got stray cats coming and they're, you know, feeding off the system. If we get rid of welfare, then that eliminates the undesirable form of immigrant. In fact, if we get rid of welfare and get rid of the war on drugs, then that eliminates two of the undesirable
drug dealers is another issue that people like to harp on. But, you know, to tell you the truth, I mean, that's kind of a misnomer. Illegal immigrants take very, very little
that's
in the
true.
Form of welfare. They don't qualify.
And, well, you're right about that, but people think they
it
do.
Is a perception. Yes,
right.
I agree.
And they send their kids to school, and that one could call that a form of welfare.
Exactly.
And sometimes they go to hospitals, and hospitals are required to treat them. I would imagine the hospitals would do it anyway.
Charity wings.
Right. That's just my perception.
Right.
But people, you know, they resent that. And I can understand why they resent that. What I don't go with is the they're taking our jobs kind of resentment because, well, they're not your job. I mean, you know, Free Talk Live's our business, and if we decide to employ somebody, it's not your job. It's not a job that belongs to an American. It's a job that belongs to us, and we get to decide who works for us.
That's right. The employer decides who to hire and who to fire, or at
well,
least
right now they
ought to. Yes.
They want to change that, and I find it very disturbing and very frightening, it's such an important issue because people just have so many misconceptions like, oh, they're coming here to take our jobs. Gardner Goldsmith did a great presentation earlier today addressing that, and it's just absolute nonsense. There's no finite supply of jobs. People that believe that to be the case, they just don't understand economics. More people coming in doing work for a small amount of money is good because then the products cost less. We all have more money in our pocket to spend and save or whatever and make our lives better. But if we're forced to subsidize American jobs by keeping people out of this country, that's going to raise prices and lower the standard of living for every American.
Right. I'm sorry. It's very simple when you think about it. You know, if some guy, you know, suppose an illegal immigrant comes to decides to open a lawn mowing business, if he comes to your door and offers to mow your lawn for $100, you're not really in the market, likely. I mean, somebody out there is going to think that's a good deal. But $100, you're not likely in the market.
I don't think your lawn, how big your driveway is.
It's
sure.
A big, yeah, it's a big lawn for $100. But if he offers for $15, perhaps you've just immediately got into the market for having somebody mow your lawn. And that's why there's no finite amount of jobs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, of course, I lost my train of thought.
Sorry.
But Ian, you said, what did you just say? Just said before.
I was talking about how the federal government shouldn't be involved at all in any of this. I don't know if that was what you were referencing.
Well, my train of thought was derailed. What can I say?
So, what do you think about Ron Paul's placing in the Iowa caucus?
You know, I can't say I was disappointed because he actually went above.
In double digits.
Above what he was pulled at.
Well above, yes.
And, I knew it wasn't going to be one of his strong states.
Yeah.
So as long as he keeps doing better each time, the way things will work is as long as Mitt Romney doesn't win or Huckabee doesn't win in New Hampshire, and it looks like neither one is going to, it's going to be great for them.
Time will tell. We'll certainly know more as of next week. Tom Edlin from LouRockwell.com, AntiWar.com. Do you have your own website? Or are you
DangerousTalk.com.
That's easy. DangerousTalk.com. Very good, Tom. Great having you on the show. And thanks for coming out to the Liberty Forum
this
weekend.
It.
It's
love
a great
it.
Event. Thank you again. 800-259-9231. Phones are kind of loaded up. We'll go to your calls and talk to you about whatever you want. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit LibertyDollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or LibertyDollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And Nick sitting in.
Nick sitting in here on microphone number three. Of course, as you know, he co-hosts with us during the week usually. And, of course, he's also a member, not a Free State Project member, but an activist, a New Hampshire native, and the host, one of the hosts, of Free Minds TV, which you can see at freemindstv.com. Great little public access show done here in our home area of Keene, New Hampshire. So Nick, you just arrived at the Liberty Forum today, I believe.
I did. I arrived this afternoon, and we're not doing Free Minds TV this afternoon, but we're having a camera come up tomorrow morning, and we'll probably catch quite a bit of good footage throughout the day tomorrow.
Excellent. So. Some interviews and that sort of thing, I imagine?
Interviews, just panel speakers, get in there and tape some of the speeches, little segments. I mean, just there's all kinds of good stuff to film here. We're going to kind of have to budget ourselves on time.
Right. One of the things I love about this event is there are so many people with cameras. Pretty much every event every speech is being recorded. I know that one of our listeners, Sam from Texas, is here shooting a documentary. It's just amazing. Of course, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com is also here doing his work. So what a great amount of coverage, and it's all being provided by the Free State people, by the Liberty activists. I mean, it's just incredible.
Well, if the mainstream media won't pay attention to you, your other options really, especially with the internet now, is to become the media.
Exactly.
And document what you're doing, what your group is doing yourself, and put it out there.
And it's so easy to do now. You know what? We should take some phone calls. We've been holding on. Let's go right into the calls here and talk to Mike in Wisconsin. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Mike.
Hello.
Hey there.
Yes. Hey, guys. I'm calling to tell you about my experience in Iowa. I was down for the Ron Paul Christmas vacation, hosting of 300 college kids down there.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It was pretty cool. I heard you guys talking about it the other night on the show. I think Ian was reading an article about it in the Washington Post.
Yes. Huge amount of young people that have come into Iowa to campaign for Ron Paul, very similar to a number of the people that have come in for Operation Live Free or Die, also campaigning for Ron Paul here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, it was just a great experience, and it was just awesome to be around so many young people that are, you know, of the libertarian mindset, and you know, and I hope people won't be disappointed with the Iowa results, because you know, we beat Giuliani, we came in, you know, at double digits, and you know, this movement is about the message more than any candidate by far. And
another thing is that what people probably don't know is that if you go precinct by county by county, Ron Paul never places lower than fifth, which is where he came in, you know, on this. But he often places fourth and third, and in a few counties he was even second, right behind Huckabee.
Oh yeah, yeah, and you know, we were hoping for maybe, you know, like a third place, and that would have been a huge story. But you know, we were only 4 points out of third place. I mean, 4 points is like maybe a 1,000 votes or something like that. I mean, it was really a small number.
Yeah, it was pretty,
you know,
it was pretty
and a
close.
Couple points from McCain. And, but, yeah, I mean, it was amazing to see that many kids willing to, you know, come down there on their own expense and, you know, spend a week, you know, knocking on doors and that. And
I'm curious, Mike. I mean, I imagine you had a chance to have conversations with several of them. What were their stories?
Right.
I mean, can you give us a couple of highlights? You know, how did they get active? Were they interested in this sort of thing before getting active in politics? Or was it the Ron Paul campaign that really brought them in? What was give us a story or two.
Well, a lot of the people I talked to were LP members. Some of them were actually, like, weren't really involved in politics at all. And then they, you know, they stumbled across Ron Paul on a YouTube video or something. And they're like, wow, you know, this guy's different than, you know, the typical establishment that you see in both parties. And, you know, that's what got them involved. And, you know, there's even some, you know, Democrats in that even that were there and, you know, were you kind of getting sick of the Democratic Party. And, you know, it was a great thing to see that, you know, none of the other campaigns were able to do this, and, you know, they don't have the grassroots effort. I mean, I know Mitt Romney's campaign was trying to get kids down there and that, and I have a couple of friends that were down there for that.
Right.
But none of the other campaigns have this kind of enthusiasm.
That's just awesome. And so you were out there helping out with that, and I'm sure the Ron Paul people really appreciated it. What are you doing next?
Well, right now I'm just taking a week off trying to recover, but I live in Wisconsin, so maybe something will still be in play on February 19th. But I'm right next to Minnesota, so I'd like to go there and help out. And they're involved in Super Tuesday, so that.
What an amazing group! It's just such an amazing group of people. These activists that the Ron Paul campaign has essentially created in many cases. To travel somewhere else, to go to another state on your own dime and get active for a politician? I mean, this is unprecedented, I think. And, Mike, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
And those guys did what they had to do in Iowa. I mean, no one was expecting them to finish, you know, top three, really. But they did as well as they could really reasonably expect in Iowa, and it's thanks to volunteers like him.
He almost did, you know, it almost was top three. If you look at the numbers and how many
it was close,
it was very, very close for third, fourth, and fifth. And, you know, I mean, he finished right up there with the top-tier candidates.
Yeah, he was almost edged out McCain in the early reporting, so.
Mm-hmm.
We will continue with your phone calls and talk to Tony in Arizona. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Nick. Tony, Arizona.
Hello.
Hey, Tony, what's on your mind tonight?
I doubt very much that what I'm going to say is going to even get over the airway, because I notice you have about a 40-word time delay between the
You must be listening on the Internet. No, that's just the encoding delay. But what's on your mind tonight, Tony?
Well, it started in 1937 in Cleveland, Ohio, the Holliston Hotel, where I inadvertently was taken by a party that told me to wait in the car, and I walked in where he went in, and I overheard a conversation at a meeting that they were going to control every American's movement by taxing their heartbeat. And
taxing their heartbeat
in 39?
Yes. And they referred to it as this. And then in 1962, I went to a meeting in Odessa, Texas, where I was picking up a multi-engine aircraft. And I was waiting for the ferry permit to ferry the airplane back to Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a fellow that was offering $300,000 to anybody who could possibly sell to him or give to him, that he didn't have to pay the federal government the state or the county or the city for the right to use the item over and above the item that he was going to dispose of.
What are you referring to? What item?
Well, when I had a self-winding watch, and I said, well, you don't need to put battery, you don't have to wind it, and you could use this, and I wanted to collect my $300,000. He said, Tony, if you don't eat federally taxed food, so you won't get the energy to swing your arm to wind the watch.
Mm.
And the party that I witnessed at this meeting was in a wheelchair, and I was looking at him from the back. When
so you're saying that, let me see if I understood this. Now, hold on a second there. It's kind of hard for me to follow. You're saying you happened to encounter someone who told you you better eat federally taxed food or you won't be able to wind your watch?
Right. There's 281 federal taxes on a slice of bread.
Wow.
So when you eat the federally taxed bread, your heart continues to beat and you continue to move. Now, the biggest...
Hold on a second now. Wait. I just want to make sure I understand. You're saying if they don't tax the bread, then it becomes poisonous?
No, they've taxed the bread to make you pay for the right to move, to speak and to hear. When you get up out of bed in the morning, the first thing you do is you may put on federally taxed wash clothing because they've taxed the soap and the water and the electric to deliver the water to you. Then you go to the refrigerator that's federally taxed, and you open the door with the federally taxed energy you got from
right.
the food.
Right, Tony, I see where you're coming from. You're saying that taxes are intrinsic in everything.
Invasive.
That we deal with in our daily lives, and I completely understand that part.
Why did you think we weren't going to let you on the air?
That's what I want to know.
Your right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now it's a fee for the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Right, yes. Yeah, so I know we are in complete agreement with that. Now, Tony...
The federal government from taxing exports.
What
so
I want to know is why you thought we weren't going to let you on the air.
Right. I don't think this is going to go out and people are going to hear this.
Yeah, well, why do you think that?
I can tell you our Bilderberger masters won't like it.
Yeah. This actually started with Abraham Lincoln.
We don't have time for a history lesson, Tony.
No,
but
I'm not
again,
go into that, but
why
see,
do you think we wouldn't let you on the air?
American is
Tony, you either answer the question or we will let you go. Why do you think we wouldn't let you on the air?
Because of the censorship of the media and the time that I've heard of a minister who was bringing out the truth about 9/11.
Well, I'm happy to prove you wrong, Tony, because we did let you go on the air. In fact, you were on the air on dozens of radio stations and the internet feed and everything. So thanks for the call tonight. And, well, while he's a little paranoid and maybe a crackpot.
He's right.
He is right about the taxes.
The bread is evil.
Yep. This is your show. Hour 2's coming up. We're live from the Liberty Forum, and you, as always, can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.